Azuri, you remember there was a Dutch Ahmadi who had a cancer, and when he...
Now he's died.
Yes, now
he's
sir,
dead
he
now.
Has died,
yes, I know.
And at that time, he died on the same Juma when Azuri delivered the khutbah and we mentioned him here.
Yes, quite right, yes.
And when we received your tape 1 week later, a few days later, that evening I was wondering, Azur, whether this was a spiritual connection that that person had with you and Ahmadiyyat, or was it a some sort of psychological telepathy? And
what? What was telepathy or what?
Because you mentioned him about eight hours before he died.
Yes. You know, I mentioned him as a sign of Allah,
yes,
sign of Allah's favor. And I mentioned him that they are such pious people whom Allah chooses to guide, and just before the end of their life here, they are guided miraculously. And he was one of those who were pious within. Although all his life he spent in search of truth, he couldn't. But just before he was about to die, he was led to our mission there and he accepted Ahmadiyyat. And then another sign appeared that although the doctors had declared him to be almost dead, within it was a matter of just a week or so, according to them, he lived for a year or so, or beyond, about 2 years afterwards.
More than 3 years.
More than 3 years. So at that time I didn't know that he was in a precarious state, but Allah wanted it so that he should be mentioned during his lifetime and not after his death. So just about 8 hours before he died, I mentioned him as a miracle, living miracle of Allah. And while at that time he was living, so he served his purpose.
That was just the pleasure which I received out of that.
I mean, this was the destiny of Allah that, yes, that so happened. Yes,
Jazakallah.
Yes, please.